Big Joe, what day is it?
Oh, here we go. Today is March 21st. It's one of the greatest sports days of the entire year. First day of the tournament of the first. Oh, God. Here
it's the first round.
There we go. It's the first Thursday round. Of the first round. Here we go. Today we got Companies That Care Day. WNSR cares about you. Just to let you know that, all right? We care about you, correct?
Right.
Okay. National Common Courtesy Day. National Countdown Day. Doesn't say what we're counting down to.
I got to tell you something funny in a minute. Go ahead.
National Flower Day. National Fragrance
What's
Day.
What's your favorite fragrance?
Obsession by Calvin Klein.
Really?
Growing up in the 80s, yeah. Followed closely by Polo.
Mine was High Karate.
See, I knew you were going there. And it's not
or
anymore.
Brute.
It's not. You're just not funny anymore, John. It's not funny.
John.
It's from Stripes.
Okay.
National Teenager Day. We've all been there.
Yep. I'm past those.
I'm still
as far
starting.
As I know.
All right. Give me your. Tell us your funny.
No, I'll do it. Well, you know where you're coming up here, Rosa Parks, and you want to turn left on to Dominican, that left turn lane?
Right.
It's got a turning signal for, you know, then. But then once it's still green and cars coming the other way, there's no cars there.
Okay.
And so the persons, two ladies in front of me, I honk, say, hey, it's wide open. It's green. There's nobody there.
Yeah.
They didn't move. And so some other cars came by. Then it became open again, and I'm sitting there, and I'm honking. And I'm honking. No, I'm not honking a lot. Just like
okay.
That. You know,
I know where this is going.
You know dang where I'm going.
Yes! Tell it. Finish it off.
You know where.
Yes.
So, right across the street from us is one of the largest
convents
in I don't know where, but it's huge.
Yeah.
And so finally they turned, and I've been on my horn with two nuns.
Oh, yes.
And they had whatever nuns wear. And
habit.
I wanted to hide. And I'm thinking, I am going to hell.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and he hit it. He hits my head.
What would have been really weird if one of them had shot me the bird?
I did it too. I've honked at him too.
I'm
like, move it! And they wave at you like, hey, Mike Organ just tweeted out, former Channel 4 sportscaster Robin Roberts coming to Nashville to host the NFL draft.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's funny how it's declined from her to me, right? All right, here we go. This day, in sports history. This is odd, all right? 34, Babe Diedrichson pitches an inning for the Philadelphia Athletics, okay? She has not the greatest of day, but it ends up, she loads the bases, okay? And the guy batting, the fourth guy batting, what does he do?
He strikes out.
No, what else? Bases loaded.
A grand slam?
What's the opposite of the grand slam with bases loaded?
A triple play?
A triple play. Yeah. Walks one, hits the next guy. One guy gets a hit. Third guy hits into a triple play. Nice. Then after that, she never pitched anymore. 1961, Art Modell buys the Browns for how much? It was a record at the time buying a pro football team.
$5
million. $3.9 million. How ironic is this? On this day, 1962, the Phillies retire Robin Roberts' number.
Different Robin Roberts.
Correct. What was
that
his number?
That was her father.
That's right.
I have no 42.
36.
Nice.
Going down here. You doing okay today?
I'm fine.
1970, Greg. UCLA wins a national championship by beating this team you know kind of well. 1970.
1970, they beat Kentucky?
Nope. Beat a team. They beat your alma mater. The team that UCLA beat your alma mater. And you talked about how...
Jacksonville. Yeah.
They have 2 7-footers?
Yeah, they had Artis Gilmore and Pembroke Burroughs.
Wasn't he a state trooper?
7-foot state trooper. When he got out of the car, it was yes, sir, no, sir.
Oh, man. 1980, this president on this day announces the U.S. will boycott the Summer Olympics in Moscow. 1980.
Jimmy.
He's got to need the last name, please.
Jimmy Carter. Yeah,
thank you so much on that one.
Terrible. Terrible decision.
It was an awful decision. It's going out. Figure skating. That's it. All right, going on to birthdays. So I'm going to not waste your time on figure skating. All right, celebrity birthdays. Got to go with the two. Greg has got the week at a 3-0 thing. So, Greg, you could finish it out.
I've never swept a week, have I?
Never.
I can't remember the last time I won a week.
Give me the last time you swept anything. Well, one time you swept the gin and tonics at the Southern, but that's different. All right, here we go. First up, actor Timothy Dalton, former James Bond.
Timothy Dalton is 68.
69.
73. Former New York City cop, now singer Eddie Money, who met his wife in Nashville at One for the Sun.
Mm-hmm. Tracy Harris's sister.
That's right.
His brother Larry Money lives in Hendersonville. That's fact.
What's her real last name? You know? I don't know.
It's something that's, you know, it's got a weird thing to it. Eddie Money is 68.
69.
God. Yes, he's 70. I was going to come over there if you'd said 67.
I was failing it.
Don't go away from what works.
Come over there.
This week,
I would pay to see him crawl over there.
What you don't understand is this week's been about developing a new strategy, and it's working now. It's starting to work.
Oh, man. Julie Louis-Dreyfus's husband, Brad Hall, comedy writer, performer Brad Hall.
61.
Sonny ain't playing today. He's not going down. For one of the best game, best movies of all time, War Games, actor Matthew Broderick.
57
exactly. Pogue. Wow.
I got it within two.
Comedian Rosie O'Donnell.
56.
55.
57. Pogue's tied it at two. Let's see here. Going down. Oh, yes. Rapper, TV personality, Britney Spears' ex-husband, Kevin Federline.
45.
39.
41. Sonya pulls up 3-2. Actor Scott Eastwood, who looks exactly like his dad.
Bobby Eastwood?
Yep, the race car driver.
That would be 38.
37.
33. All right, let's go to the sports list now. Stop. Greg's up 3-2. We got a little time here. We'll go. Former Chicago Cubs shortstop Sean Dunston.
Thought I got the Fetter line for the tie.
48.
Oh, you're ahead 3-2. My bad. You're right.
Sean Dunston, you said 48, Greg?
Yeah.
49.
56. Going down here.
He had a good career.
He had a great career. Yeah.
Great would mean Hall of Fame, so he had a good career.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Yeah, you and your great.
All right, it's 3-2. All right, Charlie's up. Greg, you have to get this. Tom Flores, the former coach of the Raiders, NFL quarterback, won 2 Super Bowls with the Raiders. How old is Tom Flores?
He is 70.
75.
He is... Hold on.
You having to do the math?
He's 82. Charlie wins 3-2. It's all right, though. That was a good effort, though, buddy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You came close. Not close enough. Here's your song of the year. It was the top song in 1983 by a group. One of the guys lives down in Leaper's Fork.
Wow, okay, ZZ Top.
Yeah.
And Sharp Dressed
Man. Attaboy, Greg. Good job.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.